This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The Miller Coors Brewing Company is closing its brewery in Eden, North Carolina. It's the largest brewery in the state, and it employs more than 500 people in Rockingham County. And it comes at a time when the brewing industry is undergoing big changes. Here to talk about the impact of the Miller Coors closure and the rise of craft beer is Triad Business Journal reporter Owen Covington. Hello, Owen.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you here. Fill us in on some of the details. Tell us more about this announcement.
Well, the announcement came Monday morning, and it was a bit of a surprise to the community. But this is a brewery up in Eden, North Carolina, which is in Rockingham County, north of Greensboro. The brewery employs 520 workers, and they learned that in September of 2016, the brewery is going to shut down. They're going to start phasing out these employees as production declines there at the brewery over the next year. And then on top of those direct employees, you have a number of businesses that serve the brewery, such as a couple of trucking lines locally that help distribute beer. And so it's really going to have a pretty broad impact.
How long has that brewery been there?
It opened in 1978 and was part of a fleet of breweries, if you will, that Miller opened during the late 70s and early 80s. I think at the time that it opened, it employed about 1,500 employees. And so now it employs about 520, which, due to advancements in efficiency and technology and so forth, it employs less. But it's always been a pretty major employer within Rockingham County.
So why is it closing?
Well, the bottom line is that Miller Coors is brewing less beer. Miller Coors, which is a joint venture between Molson Coors and SAB Miller that was launched in 2008, has seen the production levels each year decline. Since 2008, its annual production has dropped by about 10 million barrels to about 56 million barrels last year. So it really has less need to have that sort of capacity. It has 8 breweries around the country. The Eden Brewery produces about 9 million, or can produce about 9 million barrels a year, and so they need one fewer breweries, and Eden didn't make the cut.
What's the role of craft beer in that reduced production in this nationally produced beer?
Well, you know, the official word from Miller Coors was that the brewery was closing because of economic challenges and the explosion of choice fragmentation within beer. To understand what that means, all you have to do is go to your neighborhood grocery store and head over to the beer aisle and look at all the choices that you have. I mean, as you mentioned, the state has more than 130 craft breweries in it now, and all those are scaling up. Customers are turning more towards that beer that was brewed locally or brewed on a smaller scale, and they're backing away from some of these large domestic and national brands.
As you say, there's been an explosion in the number of local craft breweries here in the state of North Carolina. I think you said 130. They're all employing people. Of course, it doesn't equal the amount that was working in that plant. Am I right?
And that's right. And you have to, and you're right. You know, North Carolina has gotten particular attention nationwide for the growth of its craft brewing industry. But keep in mind, I pulled up some statistics. In 2012, craft breweries only accounted for about 6% of the entire market share of beer. That had risen to about 11% in 2014. They've kind of set their sights by 2020 to make up 20% of the market, the beer market. So it really, despite its growth, is a pretty small sliver of the market. And these breweries that are growing, I mean, they're pretty small operations. Miller Coors has a major brewing and manufacturing operation up in Eden that employs hundreds, whereas your neighborhood craft beer, even those that are becoming regional or even going outside the state, still don't employ the number of people that you're going to see at a large operation like we have up in Eden.
But the industry is in flux. We're seeing a lot of these, as I say, craft brewers get into the business. Also, talk about the consolidation in the brewing business. You talked about Molson Coors merging with Miller. Well, that means Molson, which is a Canadian brewer, merged with Coors before all that happened. Talk about consolidation in the industry.
Well, there was actually just some news this morning that SAB Miller, which is based out of the UK, has been approached by Anheuser-Busch, which is the world's largest brewer, has been approached with the possibility of an acquisition there. And so, you know, if you're seeing a lot more of these partnerships, these acquisitions on the large scale as well as the small scale, part of the way that these larger brewers have tried to shore up their portfolio is by investing and buying some of these smaller craft breweries. And so you see the larger brewers sort of getting together to help maintain market share. You also see them investing in and buying smaller breweries to help, you know, sort of ride that rising tide of craft beer as their traditional brands aren't having the draw that they have in the past.
What part do you think consolidation has played in closing this plant? I understand there's another plant very close in Elkton, Virginia, right?
Well, that's right. You know, and part of why Eden lost out on this is because of geography. Miller Coors has the plant, as you said, up in Northern Virginia. There's one down in Georgia that sort of serves the Southeast. The one in Northern Virginia, they say, can handle the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states. And Eden was one that they felt that they can cover this geography without having a brewery here in the middle of the East Coast. And so, I mean, it's a matter of numbers. They need to crank out less beer, and they feel they can do it with one fewer brewery.
Do we know, because again, it gets complicated in this landscape of mergers and acquisitions, whether or not that Elkton plant was owned by the same company that employed those workers in Eden, say 10 or 20 years ago, or did they come under the same umbrella as the result of a consolidation?
I understand it, and Miller Coors has had some layoffs company-wide since it launched, and Eden has pretty much been spared along the way. But as I understand it, that brewery was a Miller brewery, and so it would have come on board through the joint venture as a Miller property. But I think, you know, just the nature of increasing efficiency and technological advances in manufacturing, you've seen jobs shed as a result of that. I think if you see more consolidation, not just within Miller Coors, but if you see other major players consolidate, you know, they're going to look at the number of facilities they have to produce their products, and chances are they're probably going to be shedding facilities going forward.
So what's the impact now in Rockingham County?
Well, it's a pretty tough blow. I mean, this is a county that for decades had really been a textile powerhouse. And then, like a lot of communities within the Piedmont that have relied heavily on textiles, they really took a big blow when a lot of those plants started moving either to Mexico or offshore. So that was a pretty big blow that they were able to somewhat recover from. They've been able to attract some manufacturers since then. They also put a lot of their stock in tourism and the outdoors. They have the Dan River that flows through there and attracts a lot of kayakers, hikers, and campers and whatnot. And they had the Dan River, the Duke Energy Dan River coal ash spill. So that was a big blow. And then here now, another major manufacturer within their county has decided that they're going to close up shop and lay off more than 500 workers, along with all of those other businesses that serve the brewery are going to be impacted. I mean, it really was some pretty tough news for folks in Eden and Rockingham County to absorb this week.
Well, Rockingham Community College also had a course aimed at developing young brewers, right?
That's right. They were one of the first community colleges in the state to launch a degree program in brewing and distillation. And while some of their graduates, I think, have gone on to work at Miller Coors, this was sort of catered to those that might work at craft breweries. But it really had become a bit of a regional, if not a statewide, draw for students who wanted to come and get that degree in brewing and then move on to a brewing operation. And Miller Coors had been supportive of what they had been doing there. But you know, Miller Coors had been a pretty close industry partner for the community college for decades. You know, this is, as I said, it's a pretty big manufacturing operation. And so they've been able to employ those industrial systems degree students that come out of the community college, those electrical systems engineers that come out of the community college. And so there really was a pretty tight partnership between the community college and Miller Coors going back several decades, and that's going to suffer.
What about the plant in Eden itself? Apparently not quite as modern as the facility nearby in Elkton, Virginia, but still a fairly up-to-date plant. Is there any future for that?
Well, they've continued to make improvements along the way. This wasn't an operation that sort of they set up shop in 1978 and then just it's the same operation that it was back then. They've made improvements over over 3 decades and recently. I'm just as I understand it, just last year they converted their on-site power production. Converted it from coal-fired production to natural gas. They installed state-of-the-art systems within the brewery itself to move around kegs and cases of beer, and have really kept the plant up to date, and it is still a pretty efficient operation from what I understand. And it's pretty massive, too. I mean, this sits on 1,500 acres right along just south of the Virginia line. It's a plant that, you know, has consumed 1 billion gallons of water a year from the city of Eden. So it's really has that sort of infrastructure for a major manufacturing operation. Of course, you know, local officials would like to attract another large-scale brewer. Whether that could be the case, I don't know. I mean, the Miller Coors officials haven't said what they're planning to do with the plant, and whether they would be willing to sell it to a competitor is a question mark. Also, it's such a large operation, you know, that it can crank out 9 million barrels of beer a year. That eclipses the production capacity of even some of the other large craft breweries within the state. For instance, I believe Sierra Nevada's new brewing operation up near Asheville, it has a capacity of about 500,000 barrels a year.
Wow.
So this really is of a of another tier of production capacity.
Owen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Owen Covington is a reporter for the Triad Business Journal. Just ahead, the life and legacy of poet, playwright, and political organizer Amiri Baraka. You'll hear that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.